Sarasaka Parazai Michel Tata Pesach Shayatsu Ocean Dipma. He served me up a Korban Pesach that was taken outside the walls of Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan and became Pesach. And a Pesach that is taken outside of Yerushalayim becomes Pesach. Or the Korban Pesach had become Tameh on the 14th day of Nisan. The Korban would be burnt immediately on the 14th day of Nisan. And since the actual Korban Pesach had become Tameh or Pesach, there's no reason to delay in burning the Korban Pesach. It would be burnt immediately on Erev Pesach. Nimu habalim oshameisim. But if the Korban itself had not become Tameh or Pesach, however, the owner of the Korban had become Tameh. So the Korban is Pesach since the owner cannot eat from the buzzer. Or if the owner of the Korban had died on the 14th day of Nisan. So the Korban is Pesach since it has no owner. In such a case, the Korban cannot be burnt immediately on Erev Pesach, since there is no psul in the actual korban. And you can't burn a korban until there's a psul in the actual korban. To uber to raso, b'yisare b'shisha asr. The form of the korban should be changed, meaning to say they should keep the korban overnight until it becomes pasul balina, until it becomes noser. And the korban pasul that's left over until the morning of the 15th day of Nisan becomes noser. And that's a psul in the actual korban. So now that there's a psul in the actual korban, that the korban itself has become pasul balina since it was left overnight, so now they could burn the korban, and the korban would be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. And even though by the morning of the 15th day of Nisan, the korban is already pasul balina, however, the 15th day of Nisan is Yontif, and it's also to burn kachim on Yontif, so therefore, they would wait until the 16th day of Nisan, and then they would burn the korban on the 16th day of Nisan, which is the first day of Cholamite. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka Aimer, Av de Yisarev Miyad, Lufi She'en Loch. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka said that even in such a case, that the Korban itself had not become Pesul or Tamei, but the owner of the Korban had become Tamei, or the owner had died, on the 14th day of Nisan, they would not have to delay burning the Korban. They could burn the Korban on the 14th day of Nisan right away. When the owner dies or becomes Tamei, since there is nobody to eat the korban, as according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, when the owner dies or becomes tamei, that's considered a psul in the actual korban, and therefore they don't have to wait until the korban becomes pasul balina. They could burn the korban right away on the 14th day of Nisan. Now the Mefarshim said that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka argues with the Tanakhama is only in such a case that the owner of the korban had died or become tamei prior to the zrikas hadam of the korban. In such a case, it's considered a psul in the actual korban, since at the time of the zrikas hadam, it had no owner, and therefore, the basar of the korban was never permitted to be eaten. However, if the owner of the korban had died or became tamei after the zrikas hadam, that at the time of the zrikas hadam, the korban did have an owner, and the basar was permitted to be eaten at that time, in such a case, it's not considered a psul in the actual korban, and it would be forbidden to burn the korban until the 16th day of Nisan, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Bones that are left over from the korban pesach until the morning, and tendons that are left over from the korban pesach until the morning, or any basar from the korban pesach that was not eaten on Lel Pesach and is left over until the morning of the 15th day of Nisan, would be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. And even though it becomes noser right away on the morning of the 15th day of Nisan, since the korban pesach can only be eaten on the first night of Pesach, it cannot be eaten any longer once it is morning. However, the noser cannot be burnt on the 15th day of Nisan itself, as you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif, so instead, it would be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan, which is the first day of Cholamot. Now that which the Mishnah said, that the bones that are left over are considered nicer and has to be burned on the 16th day of Nisan, we're not referring to regular bones that are not edible at all, and since they are not edible, it would not be regarded as nicer. We're referring to bones that have marrow inside of them. And the marrow inside of them are edible. And therefore, when it's not eaten by the morning of the 15th day of Nisan, it's considered nicer and must be burnt. Now, it's forbidden to break a bone from the korban pesach. So therefore, even though the marrow inside the bones are edible, it's also to break the bone in order to eat the marrow. So the bones that have marrow inside of them will inevitably become nicer and will be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. And that was the Mishnah said, that the tendons are burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. We're not referring to tendons that are unedible. As if it's unedible, it would not be regarded as nicer. So the Git HaNasha, which the Torah forbids us to eat, would not be regarded as nicer since it's usher to eat. The tendon that we're referring to that become nicer is a tendon that is mutter to eat min HaTorah. We're referring to the outside tendon of the Git HaNasha, which is mutter min HaTorah. Only the inside tendon of the Git HaNasha is usher min HaTorah. So the outside tendon is mutter min HaTorah to eat, and it is edible. So therefore, when it's left over, it becomes noser and must be eaten. However, it will inevitably become noser. And Midrabanan is also to eat the outside tendon of the Git HaNasha. So since Midrabanan is also to eat, it will inevitably become noser. And since Minatora is mutter to be eaten, so it's considered something that's edible, and therefore it would be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. And so too, any buster from the Korban Pesach that is not eaten by the morning of the 15th day of Nisan does become pasul belina, and it's nicer, and it must be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. However, even though it becomes nicer immediately in the morning on the 15th day of Nisan, it's forbidden to burn it on the 15th day of Nisan, since it's also to burn kachim on Yatid. And even though it's a mitzvah say to burn kachim, and the iser to do malacha on Yatid is an iser lo sasa, and we have a clause that nasei is docha a lo sasa. So the mitzvah say of burning kachim should be docha the lo sasa of the iser of doing malacha on Yatid. Even so, we're not allowed to burn kachim on Yatid. The reason being is that the iser to do malacha on Yatid is not only a lo sasa, but also an asay. There is a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lo sasa that prohibits us from doing malacha on Yatid, and a mitzvah asay cannot be docha both the lo sasa and an asay. So therefore, the mitzvah asay of burning kachim is not docha the asay and lo sasa of the iser of doing malacha on Yatid. So we're not allowed to burn the kachim on Yatid. We have to wait to the 16th day of Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, in order to burn the Nisan. Chol Shisha Asa Lios B'Shabbos. Yisarfu B'Shiva Asa. If the 16th day of Nisan comes out on Shabbos, the first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos. In such a case, we cannot burn the Nisan on the 16th day of Nisan either, since it is Shabbos. So instead, the Nisan would be burnt on the 17th day of Nisan, as a mitzvah of burning kachim does not push off the iser of doing malacha on Shabbos or Yantif. So therefore, if Shabbos comes down the 16th day of Nisan, we would wait until the 17th day of Nisan in order to burn the Nisan.